Morning, everyone. Joan Mitchell is a sister of St. Joseph's from the community here in St. Paul. Sister Joan writes every so often a reflection on the scriptures in a resource that's called Sunday by Sunday. She wrote a reflection on this particular Sunday. And she begins her reflection by sharing a true story. It is a story that was presented by a woman who was part of the seminar that Sister Joanne co-teaches with another. And it is written about the meeting of a young woman who was living on the streets. When I was shopping on a cold, wet day, Debbie writes, I saw a young woman sitting under a tree with a sign saying she needed money for a bus ticket home. She looked thoroughly miserable. After reminding myself that I professed a desire to protect women from trafficking, I parked my car and asked her for her story. She said she had been living on the streets and wanted to change her life. After obtaining her assurance that she wasn't using and had no weapons, I invited her home with me to shower, wash her clothes, and get a bus ticket to Iowa. She napped while I fixed a warm meal, and I heard her phone ding a number of times. While we were eating, a friend from the streets called her to ask her if she was safe. She assured him that she was fine and told him that my husband and I had helped her out with a shower and clean clothes. Debbie says, I was astonished at what she said next. She told her friends, that's how you know there is a Jesus. That's how you know that there is a Jesus. The woman of the street is a woman who experienced being called forth from her tomb. She experienced what it was to have someone roll away the stone from the tomb of living on the street. She was a woman who experienced the life-giving presence of Christ in that couple who brought her to their home and ministered to her. It is what the eighth graders who shared with me their insight into the gospel that we just heard. It's the way that they said they also believe that Jesus is present in all of our lives. For when they heard the line, but even now, know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you, they said, this is an important line because he tells us that Jesus will always be there. In the line that says, whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. But everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. They said that if you believe in Jesus, Jesus will not let you down. And then in the line where it said Jesus wept, they said Jesus cares for everyone, and he's always there for you. He wept for someone. And then I asked them, so what is Jesus asking of us? They said, believe in him. Believe in him and ask for what you need. Ask and believe that he's there for you. The woman in the story had new life brought to her. She experienced what that new life was like coming out of her tomb of her life on the street. She knew what it was like to have someone roll away the stone. She knew what it was like to have the presence of Christ in her life that she may never have known. Lazarus experienced that new life. Mary and Martha experienced that new life. You and I can also experience that new life. And we do it in our relationship with Jesus. And we do it in the ways that Jesus is present to us. It is also the way that you and I can roll away the stones of people's lives that hold them back. That hold them back from having the confidence to move forward, to be able to believe in themselves, to be able to know that they can do it, to know that they can survive the cancer, that they can make it through the surgery, that they can make it beyond the job that they lost. For that's what a community is about, and that is what people are about in relationships with each other. To be that presence of Christ that people will know that he's for real. What we have been focusing on this Lent, awaken to God's everyday wonders. That woman who lived on the street, awoken one day to the wonders of God in her life through that couple. The eighth graders who shared their reflection with me said that we can awaken every day to the wonders of God. A God who will not let us down. A Jesus who is always there. A Jesus who cares for us. We receive new life, and we can be new life for one another. So as we go into the week, and we encounter people, will they be able to speak the same words that woman did of the story? That's how you know that there is a Jesus.